Open Water 20. Section 1, Diving in General, Part 2. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Some of the basic skills you'll be taught. Breathing underwater using the regulator. While it might seem like magic, breathing underwater is one of the easiest things you will do. Breathe slowly and continuously and never hold your breath. When you breathe in, your regulator delivers as much air as you need. When you breathe out, the air just passes through the regulator and into the water. Removing and or replacing the regulator underwater. You will be trained to remove, recover, and replace your regulator to ensure that you are prepared in the event your regulator comes out of your mouth. Raid note, remember the golden rule of scuba, never ever hold your breath while underwater. So if you can't breathe in, you must breathe out. Your raid instructor will explain further. Clearing your mask of water. It's important before you go diving you ensure your mask fits properly, your raid instructor will assist you, and is free from obstruction e.g. hair, to ensure a good seal. Sometimes a mask may leak and you will learn how to clear your mask of any water should this occur. Checking your air. You will have a gauge on your equipment to show how much air you have. You must monitor this regularly to have enough to safely continue your dive. Controlling your buoyancy. Your raid instructor will ensure you are positively buoyant, i.e. float, at the surface when you enter the water. This will be done by ensuring you have sufficient air in your BCD. You will be shown how to inflate and deflate your BCD at the surface, in order to descend or establish positive buoyancy, float. Most people float, especially with a wetsuit on, so to help you sink you will be using some weights to assist your descent. These are able to be easily released in an emergency and your raid instructor will demonstrate the best procedure. You will be shown how to achieve neutral buoyancy and some time will be spent ensuring you are happy and confident with this skill as it is key to safe, comfortable, and enjoyable diving. Your manual illustrates the three states of buoyancy. Negative, neutral, and positive. You will learn more later about how your equipment helps you achieve the buoyancy that's right for that part of the dive. Equalizing your ears. If you have ever flown in a plane or driven up a mountain, you have probably felt your ears pop. This is due to a change in pressure. This will happen much faster underwater. You may have felt this change even in a shallow swimming pool. You will need to equalize the pressure in your ears. This typically involves pinching your nose and gently trying to blow out of it. Your raid instructor will give you additional instruction and demonstrate how this is done. Communicating, talking underwater. Divers use a few simple hand signals to communicate underwater. You may develop more with your buddies and you may find other signals and sounds are used to communicate, i.e. banging on your tank or clapping of hands to gain attention underwater. What if you have a problem? Your raid instructor will closely supervise you and you should be paying close attention to them. Most problems can be easily solved while underwater. Your raid instructor is trained to recognize problems, but you can also signal you have a problem to your instructor. Always remain calm, watch for directions from your raid instructor and communicate with them to solve any problems should they occur. Diving terminology. Diving, like anything else today, has its own terminology and language. Below are some examples you should know. Scuba. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. The name says it all. Typically, scuba equipment consists of a cylinder which contains compressed breathing grade gas with the moisture extracted. For this reason, it is recommended you hydrate well prior to diving. Open circuit. OC, is the most common form of scuba equipment. Using OC, you inhale breathing gas from your cylinder via a scuba regulator and exhale gas into the water. Rebreather. Rebreathers are seen by many as the future of diving. As the name implies, a rebreather reuses the exhaled gas which filters through a scrubber to enable the gas to be recycled. Oxygen is added to the gas as part of the recycling process. Some of the advantages of diving using a rebreather include longer bottom time, less bubbles, and the potential to dive deeper for longer. There are many types of rebreathers on the market and each one requires specific training. Raid has the largest variety of specific rebreather courses in the industry. Air/nitrox. Breathing air consists of approximately 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen plus other various trace gases. Nitrox is air with an increased percentage of oxygen, typically 32% or 36%. The increased oxygen percentage used in nitrox can reduce the risk of decompression sickness and has other benefits too. There are, however, specific risks when using nitrox, and additional training is required to use this gas. RAID has a comprehensive program which will teach you about safe use of nitrox to enhance your diving experience. No decompression limit. NDL is the maximum allowable dive time a diver can remain at a specific depth and ascend directly to the surface without requiring decompression stops. Note: decompression diving has specific risks, specialized equipment, and there is further training required. You will need to gain some experience before completing one of the RAID programs which cover this area, and your instructor can explain this to you. We will discuss decompression in more detail in later chapters, including the use of dive computers to monitor your NDL. Safety stop. A recommended stop for 3 to 5 minutes at 5 meters or 15 feet. It is recommended that safety stops are completed for all dives. Note: this is not a decompression stop, it is an additional safety recommendation before actual decompression is required. Most modern dive computers will build in a safety stop. Buddy RAID recommends you always dive with a certified dive buddy, friend, so you can watch out for each other and share the experience. Always stay within close contact with your buddy, 3 meters or 10 feet in average conditions, and definitely maintain visual range at all times. The buddy system is a safer way to dive, as it gives you assistance if you need it. Diving is a shared experience, so it's much more fun with another person. You also then have two minds to solve underwater tasks. Decide before the dive who will be the main leader and then swim alongside each other to stay together. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.